Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a music rarity, a nice guy, and a veteran of the jazz arts. That was the brilliant virtuoso harmonica and vibraphone player, Hendrik Mierkens, with a cut off his latest CD. It's a very classic jazz offering, 2016's Harmonicus Rex, with the tune What's New, and it is. This German-born, New York-based jazz cat is one of the most successful jazz harmonica players since the great Toots Thielemans. And as far as the vibes are concerned, he does the two-mallet tradition of Milt Jackson and Bobby Hutcherson. And for all the rules and conventions that he just simply does not follow, Hendrik was introduced to samba and bossa nova, and that prompted him to move straight to the source to get to its essence, Brazil. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about it.
Well, I always believe that you have to go to the source. You know, if you like jazz, you have to go to the States and live there and feel how people live and all that. And the same thing with Brazilian music. It's nice to have the records, but it's much better to live there. And in those days, I didn't speak any Portuguese. I learned that while I was there, and so the communication was very basic. But, you know, you see how people live, how they laugh, how they do this and that, and how they play the music, and it's always important to be in the culture to get it right. I believe that.
During the early 80s, he immersed himself in the music and culture of Brazil, and he got around to a regular Monday night gig at the very popular Rio bar called Bar 21, and he was quickly accepted by the Brazilian musicians. In 1983, he went back to Germany and became a very well-respected studio musician and gigged with legends like Harry Sweets Edison and Buddy Tate. From there, he would become the new jazz harmonica voice, and by the time he moved to New York, he would begin recording with the finest in the jazz world, with cats like Charlie Byrd, Jimmy Cobb, Monty Alexander, Astrud Gilberto, Herb Ellis, and many others. He's also a very adept composer, but at the end of the day, he's simple. He loves beautiful music from cats like Frank Sinatra and Charlie Parker. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that continues to invent new jazz styles nightly from places like the Blue Room off 18th and Vine right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Just sitting on a stack of jazz to give you over our next hour together. From 2014, this is again Hendrik with his 2014 tune, Pen Up House, off his CD called Junity.
this is Hendrik Mertens, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Jazz Cat composer, big band leader, and electric bass player virtuoso John Francis Anthony Pistorius III, or as the world called him, Jacko. That was a cut off a new Record Store Day LP called The Warner Brother Years, circa 2016. It was his take on the Beatles tune Blackbird, and it's a great listen. So Jacko has accumulated quite a lore since he left us all too soon at the age of 36, and he was a big part of the band Weather Report from 76 to 81, and a brand new documentary in 2015 came out, and a lot of interest has resurfaced. So he died in 1987, and in 1988, he was inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame, only one of seven bassists ever honored, and the only one that was an electric bass guitarist. To this day, fellow musicians that gigged with him marvel at what he did. Here is a good one called Ha, Joke's on You. And this is Christopher Zwar doing the joke with the 2016 CD called Musings.
is John Davis, jazz pianist from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
It's a rickshaw chase!
That was the talented Kansas City jazz folk duo and the full outfit known as Victor and Penny with a cut off their latest 2016 Potpourri collection of tracks off their album called Electricity. And it's just that. That was the tune Rickshaw Chase. This album is a full spectrum of emotions featuring their signature swing and music gusto. Or aptly summed up as the culmination of 160,000 miles, 5 years, and nearly 1,000 performances. And their beginnings in the music world in 2010 was a very good accident. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, the band elaborated on that.
So it really started as a trip out to L.A. to see Aaron's dad, and ended up as a three-week tour of the West Coast. And a lot of the contacts still have to this day, and it sort of just built from there. We got back to that initial trip and thought, man, this actually could be something. People really like this.
The essence of this band continues to chug down the music road, gaining fans and great acclaim, and celebrating a time when style mattered and class was king. Victor and Penny are Jeff and Aaron, joined by the Loose Change Orchestra, and they feature tight harmonies, dazzling guitar work, and a fiery ukulele, which is the catalyst of this band. They have clever original tunes, and they bring a modern voice to that Prohibition-era jazz with charm. And it's great to have them on the show and to catch up with them in the van on their way to Oklahoma. Here's Danish pianist and composer Bent Fabric with his take on the organ grinder swing circa 1964 next on the show.
Thank you.
all you jazz people out there. This is Victor and Penny and the Loose Change Orchestra.
Thanks for listening to Neon Jazz.
That was saxophonist Steven Lugerner with his take on Hip Strut off the 2015 CD Jackknife, the music of Jackie McLean. And this band is dedicated to promoting the music of Jackie McLean full-time. So Steve never came into direct contact with McLean, who left us in 2006, but he was a pupil and studied with saxophonist Mike DeRubo, who drew straight from that Jackie well. He also spent some quality time in the classroom with another associate, Charles Tolliver, who was very well-versed in the Jackie arts. This entire album is full of that Jackie fire, and it's worthy of being in a solid jazz collection. From the duo of trumpeter Nick Phillips and pianist and vocalist Jenny Mabey, here is a subtle yet profound cut off their latest 2016 CD called Haiku. And just up front about this tune, they easily exceeded three lines. They stretched their 5 and 7 syllable restrictions, but it's the best audio poem going. Dig it.
it's a story you made of time. It's as simple as your hand in mine. Ordinary and divine. Written like a poet, only for a moment. Mountains move, me and you, right and true, like haiku, right and true.
Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I am Katie Bull, a jazz singer from New York City. Listen to the music.
from one of the greatest clarinets on the planet today, David Krakauer, joined by his ancestral groove. That was the 2016 cut Kicking It For You off their CD called Checkpoint. So this cat always dives into a wide diversity of projects and collaborations, ranging from solo appearances with orchestras to major festival concerts with his own improvisational bass bands. He's teamed up with symphonies and luminaries all over the globe, and on this latest album, he's hitting the road with his unique sound, his new arrangements of signature repertoire with a very cool four-piece band. From a very journeyed group of jazz cats, this is the outfit known as Trio de Paz, with their tune Seven Steps to Heaven off their CD Somewhere. Again, that was the Seven Steps to Heaven according to Trio de Paz as we gear up to hit our final track of the show. And that will come from organist and pianist, gospel musician and music producer Corey Henry with the tune Miss Purdy. And hey, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a magic voice, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Let us know what you think. Reach out. We're always here for you 24 hours a day, 8 days a week at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.